Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host, alongside our own David Haw.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce has the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Cubs with a mini sweep of the Sox, beat them 7-6 and 3-1. Oddly enough, both teams had the day off yesterday, a Sunday. Cubs are at Cleveland tonight. The White Sox hosting the almighty New York Yankees, and baseball coverage on the Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at tmobile.com/switch. Now joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline is the aforementioned Bruce Levine. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. What's up, Brewster? How are you, man?
That's the best introduction I get this morning, or, you know, there's nothing about my recent accomplishments and failures. And
I said the one and only Bruce Levine. I
mean, it's not always good, though, is it?
You are the one and
only.
No,
it's good. It's good. It's a very,
Marshall,
I think it's positive.
Is that a good introduction or not?
I think it's great because that's my teammate. I'm going to support my teammate till the day that we're not working together
anymore. Bruce, I didn't
AKA
know.
Thursday.
I didn't know you were so needy, Bruce. That you're
Yes,
so-
you did. Yes.
Wait, are you two working together on Thursday? Is that
No, I'm not in.
Oh, you're not in. Okay.
I'm just through Wednesday.
You're saying Thursday. Okay. All right. Well, Bruce, we'll probably have you on again this week, and I will,
all right,
I will
well, thanks,
make sure.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's been great talking.
No, but like, Bruce, I'm excited, right? Because I was not excited yesterday because I was watching the Braves and the Rockies because there was no local baseball to watch, but I'm really excited, and I was just laying this out to Mark, because he's like, do you think they can make the playoffs, the Cubs? And I was like, yeah, they can make the playoffs. Here's why they can make the playoffs. They've got the easiest schedule remaining in the National League. When you play the Rockies, the Marlins, and the A's, and the Blue, the A's three times each, I think you're in good shape. The Nationals seven times, you're in good shape. Oh, the Blue Jays, who have given up on the season, you're in good shape. So
yeah, Marshall, you're right. I mean, the premise is a good one. They after the Guardians, this next three games, they play 18 in a row against teams under 500. Factually, with the 43 games left to play, they only play 9 games the rest of the year with teams that are 500 or better right now. So, okay, you have after the Guardians, you have 3 with the Dodgers in September, 3 with the Yankees in September, 3 with the Phillies in September. Everybody else, as you pointed out, under 500. So if you're playing your best ball like the Cubs have during the stretch where they've won 8 out of their last 10, they can make a big push. But the key is it's on paper. You have to go out there and win those games.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, when you have a league in a in the National League and a Major League Baseball group that almost all the teams have been around 500 all year. Those are no guarantees. You just have to play good ball. The Cubs have been doing it, and the charge for them is to continue to pitch well out of the bullpen. It's been one of the best bullpens, if not the best bullpen in baseball, since June 27th. And try to negotiate that high wire act by Hector Neris in the last inning.
Bruce, yeah. I'm more than familiar with Hector Neris, having covered him when he was a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. This is exactly who he is, what you've seen this season. I'm just here to tell you.
Yeah, no, we've seen it. And the cool thing about Hector is he's cool. There is nothing that's going to shake this guy up. I talked to Mark Leiter about this during the year, and he's in town, by the way, with the Yankees coming back for the first time since being traded by the Cubs, about Hector. And he said, Hector will walk people. He'll walk people on purpose. He remembered one game where he walked two guys on purpose just to get to the guy that he wanted to get out.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And so with that in mind, Hector is a true professional, knows what he's doing out there every time he goes out. But, you know, you're going to have to deal with the roller coaster ride that he creates for you.
I could do without the roller coaster ride. Yeah, again, in that. See, here's the whole thing about the Cubs. The reason I don't think that they're going to
talk to me.
Make the playoffs, here it is, Marshall and Bruce. I just don't trust the Cubs. Yes, they are playing better baseball right now. I just, in the long term, I'm sorry. I mean, you could even use the Friday game as an example of it. The Cubs had a 6-0 lead. And probably should have lost that game. Like, if Luis Robert could hit balls that were the clean batting practice fastballs and hanging curveballs, the Sox probably would have overtaken the Cubs in that game.
Look, all of us, Mark, don't live in negative town like you do.
Thank you, Bruce.
I live in real town. Population
real
one.
Town is, real Grody. Town, Mark, is they won that game. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Negative town where you live, which is near, is it near North Avenue and Western? Where
don't
is?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I think negative town. You deal in. They almost lost the game. They're not looking as good as their record says. Well, the record says they're one game under 500. They've won the last.
They're not even 500. They're not even 500, and you guys are talking about playoffs.
Can we let them get to 500?
You know, just yes. Because,
and then we can talk about playoffs.
Mark, everybody's going to be watching the Bears and listening to all your reports the rest of the year. Okay,
I appreciate
don't
that.
Worry about it. All right,
that's a good point, Bruce.
Let us baseball fans,
I love
baseball
this.
Fans, and people who like baseball enjoy the rest
like
of the year.
You're gonna do like that.
Bruce, so when you look at the Cubs and the fact that they have won 8 of their last 10, 4 in a row, one of the other compelling arguments for why I think Mark needs to step out of negative town is to realize the bottom is falling out for the Braves. And the other teams, as you said, they've just been kind of middling around 500. So it's not like if they had to, if there were less wild card spots and they had to catch the Diamondbacks or the Padres, that would be another thing. I don't think that's the case, though. And I think no one else has been impressive enough, of late especially. I mean, the Giants have won 7 of 10, but, like, no one's been impressive enough to say, hey, there's no way they can catch them. Just a few days ago, they were, like, 6 back. Now they're 3 back. Let's go.
No, I mean, I agree with you. But, again, there are, you know, Arizona and San Diego, who are the two dominant wild card teams moving forward. They're going to have to play each other. They're going to have to play the Dodgers. Their schedule is more difficult. However, as Mark points out, they are better teams. Okay. So
yes.
It's the third wild card. It's not the division. They're 10 games out in the loss column in the division. That's not going to happen. Even if Milwaukee starts to fade, there's just no games against anybody in the division. They play 6 games against Pittsburgh. They play 3 games against Cincinnati. That's it for the division. So I would say that the schedule certainly favors the Cubs, but again, go do it. You know, show some consistent play for the next 43 games, and hopefully they'll have the luck of having their guys all physically ready. I mean, it's pretty obvious that regardless of what he's doing in the lineup, once Cody Bellinger is back in the lineup, everything changes for the Cubs and their ability to score runs.
As I drive into positive town, yes, the Cubs did hit 4 home runs off of Garrett Crochet, one of the best pitchers in the American League this year, so that was good. Let me give you another good thing here, and it was from the White Sox, man. Corey Lee is a stud, man. What do you think? And I'm talking about mostly from a defensive standpoint. When he threw out Nico Hoerner trying to steal, I mean, that was a thing. And then he wanted a piece of PCA after that. What's the future like for Corey Lee? Is this a guy that's going to be the catcher of the future for the White Sox?
They have a young catcher named Cuero that they got from Oakland last year in a trade who's coming fast, too. So their catching situation is going to be in really good hands. I like everything, like you said, about Lee. Just the way that he is in-your-face guy, the way he blocks home plate, the way he just goes out there and handles the pitchers. For a young catcher, I think he's very impressive. The hitting is coming along. He hasn't hit much for average, but he has power. So I really like where he's at. He's a fun guy to watch, and he's someone that the White Sox fans can look at and enjoy watch playing for the rest of this year. There's not a ton of them, but I'm waiting for Colson Montgomery to be called up here. I don't know if it'll be in the next 2 weeks or just for a September call-up, but you know, they are planning on bringing him up, and that certainly will be worthwhile to watch.
That'll be a nice boost for the White Sox. All right, I'm back in negative town now because I need an explanation because I didn't hear one yet, and that was the game on Saturday. The play by Brooks Baldwin, fifth inning, 1-0 Sox, two outs, man on first, Paredes, Isak Paredes, doubles to left, Benintendi throws, I believe it was Benintendi, throws to Brooks, who would have had Bellinger dead at the plate, but instead he didn't throw. I'm not sure why. Yeah. What was the explanation after the game from Brooks
communication,
Baldwin?
Yeah. Communication, listening to the other infielders talking about where the ball has to go, and just playing the position at the major league level. So, you know, again, some people will say, well, it's Tony La Russa's fault because everything has been since Tony La Russa came back to
sure,
the
sure, he had something to do with it, yeah.
You know. Right, well, you know, if you read or listen to certain places, it'll be his fault. But the reality is that some of these guys are learning how to play baseball at the big league level. That is not a big league level play only. That's a play that you learn, you know, in when you're 15 years old, you know, you have to hit the cutoff man, listen to the other infielders tell you where the ball is going, where there's a play or no play. You know, again, guys playing together. We don't have a lot of that with the White Sox. So that was certainly an impactful play that helped cost the White Sox the game. I do like the idea that all four of the White Sox Cub games this year were very competitive.
Yeah.
So I think that Friday game was as good a game as I watched all year, baseball wise. Forget about Cubs and White Sox. Both teams played well, and you know, fortunately for the Cubs, they won that game. But it was a
fun game. It really was.
It was interesting to watch.
I just want to piggyback on you mentioning Colson Montgomery because I've been following him all season as a. As a White Sox fan, I'm tasked with doing such things. It doesn't seem like he ever started hitting, like at a consistent rate anyway. I know he's just over the Mendoza line right now. He's definitely coming up, though, Bruce, regardless of what
is their plan. Yeah, well, when talking to Chris Getz, they said that the plan is they hope to have Colson Montgomery up here. But again, I think it's likely that they let him finish the...
Okay, the AAA season.
Some of the AAA season, which goes a lot later over the last 3 years. So maybe an early September call-up would be what you want to do. I mean, if you think he's ready. And again, you know, you talk about Baldwin and other young players that they bring up. You want to make sure that they're fundamentally sound before they come here. You want to make sure that they're ready. I think emotionally, psychologically, having talked to Colson Montgomery and other people in their organization, they feel he's pretty close. So the rest is, hey, there's plenty of guys in the major leagues right now that are hitting 200. So I wouldn't worry about that. I would just like to see Montgomery get a 30-day call-up just to get used to the major leagues and then find him a position next year. If he's a starting shortstop or third baseman, just put him there and let him go.
We're talking to King Bruce Levine right now.
Much better, much better.
That better?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah. I wasn't the, we got to have this blank on again.
It's Bruce time, and he wants to talk about baseball.
That's how Bruce is envisioning, that's what he's interpreting, whether you say anything else or not.
Oh, I know.
That's how he's hearing.
Marshall,
he's totally projecting on me.
Marshall, Mark is looking at his watch, his Apple watch, and... waiting for time so he can get back to talk to the Bears.
It's 9:16:56. You got about two more minutes before my Bears alarm goes off.
Bruce, yeah.
Understood.
Here's what I need to know. Well, want to know. This search for the White Sox manager, like, how confident are you? What are you hearing? What is this going to go differently than what we saw with Pedro Grifol?
Well, you have a different front office that's hiring here. This will be Chris Getz's first hire as a manager. So Grifol was hired by Ken Williams and Rick Hahn. This will be his first. He's excited about it. Now, pay attention to one thing about Chris Getz. For the first time in probably 40 years, the entire front office is made up of people from outside of the organization. Okay, Chris Getz brought in people to run the entire minor leagues, to run, to be his assistant general manager, to be his top scout. All these people came from other organizations. So with that in mind, I think you're going to have a very thorough search for a baseball man who's in another uniform right now, you know, whether it's the Skip Schumachers or other people that are being mentioned out there. It's pure speculation right now, but I would say they will do a thorough search. And then the one caveat is, if these guys are up for other jobs, will they put that job first? Will they take that job before they take the White Sox job?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, if Schumacher has three choices, will he take the White Sox job because blank? Is it the best opportunity? He trusts Chris Getz and the people he's going to go work for. He believes that this is the ultimate challenge. And as a baseball man, he had that in Florida with the Marlins. He was the manager of the year in the National League last year for a team that went to the playoffs without much offense. You know, is he the perfect guy, and does he feel the same way? These are things that we'll see, you know, starting pretty soon. I mean, obviously Sizemore is not considered the manager of the future. He does have a contract to be a coach with the White Sox next year. So with those things in mind, we'll keep watching. It'll be interesting to see who they come up with.
So that, just so I have it right, the criteria is it's got to be somebody that's in Major League Baseball right now, and they're going outside of the organization. Is that right, Bruce?
That's correct. Someone that's in uniform.
In uniform. Okay. Right. Do you think that they just do that? Do you think that's code for it ain't going to be Ozzie Guillen and it's not going to be A.J. Pierzynski?
I'd say partially that's part of it.
Yeah.
Not directly to them, but directly to, hey, this is what we're looking to hire. And I know Getz has spoken how much he loves Ozzie Guillen and appreciates Ozzie Guillen. He had a long conversation with A.J. Pierzynski on Saturday on the field, you know, when A.J. was in doing the Fox game Saturday. So he has tremendous respect for both of those guys. But, you know, again, for us in the media to, you know, do the easy article every couple of weeks or talk about the story that should be Ozzie and it should be A.J., I think they wanted to put an end to that. And they want to hire somebody new that's going to work with the organization and help build. I personally feel Ozzie would be a terrific manager for the Chicago White Sox. I think A.J. is one of the best baseball guys I know, one of the smartest baseball men I know. If he wants to manage, I hope he does. But in this situation, I believe the White Sox front office feel it's going to be somebody else.
Bruce, this has been flawless.
Bear time.
Back to the Bears. I gave you an extra minute. I went past 9:20. That was just for you. I took care of it. See what I do for you, Bruce?
Okay. I hope they win more than 9 games.
Wow.
That's not bad. Hey, yeah. He said he hopes
you and
so.
A lot of other people, Bruce.
Do you think they will? Did you watch Caleb, Bruce? Did you have time? Probably not. You probably had baseball going.
No, but I did.
Oh,
and,
you did? Okay.
Well, here's what I like about the Bears. And I covered the Bears for 15 years.
Yeah,
so
see?
I'm a little bit of an NFL guy.
Okay.
I will tell you this. The Bears have done a terrific job of building up a roster of 50-plus guys that are good football players. So the concentration doesn't need to be on Caleb all the time. They can win with that roster. And Caleb just not making the mistakes that he doesn't have to make as a rookie. So,
hey, Bruce.
So that's a good team. But also, they're in a tough division. We know that.
Stick to baseball, my friend.
Yeah.
Bruce.
You were waiting. You couldn't wait to say
plenty
that.
Of room on the football bandwagon for you, and it's not a bandwagon. 15 years.
We're not putting Bruce on the football. Do you hear the way he's treating me? We're not putting him on the football bandwagon.
It's all in jest. We love Bruce. Bruce loves you. It's all good. It's Monday.
You know, Grody covered baseball, you know.
I did. I've covered a lot of baseball. And I probably, pound for pound, there's nobody who's covered more baseball games at this radio station, Bruce, than you and I.
No, that's true.
I feel very confident saying that.
See, it's a love fest now.
Yeah, it is. Bruce, I love you.
I know, but get lost. I hear you.
Goodbye.
See you.
Hang up on that. Get rid of him. Hopefully we have Bruce back on Wednesday or maybe tomorrow. I always like talking to Bruce. When we return, we got things, man. We have a lot of
pack
stuff.
It in.
We are in a
pack
period
it
of
in.
Packing in. Olympics, AJ, maybe Tyone. We are going to cram it in. You're going to want to be around for this segment. It's the Mully and Haw Show. Grody and Harris filling in on the score.
This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago, talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio or through the Odyssey app. AUDACY. We are 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union. When you choose Great Lakes Credit Union, you're empowering local communities. GLCU, a nonprofit, invests into communities throughout Chicagoland, offering free financial counseling, reduced or eliminated fees, and the services and the conveniences of the big banks. Experience banking for a greater good at glcu.org.
See 4abc.com for details.
Breaking up is hard to do, but if your AC keeps letting you down, ABC can help you move on with a special buy one, get one free offer. That's right. Purchase a new AC and get your furnace free. Visit 4abc.com and consider it done.
People are talking about Window Nation. Take this one. Their customer, Vicky, she says, "We couldn't be happier. This was a great experience." And that's just one of over 33,000 five-star reviews that are received by Window Nation. And you know why? Because it's all about value.
And coming up this August, they're giving you a great value during the Window Nation anniversary sale. Right now, buy two windows and get two free. There's no limit to how much you could save.
Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months. Act now, you're going to get an extra $250 credit as well. Window Nation values your satisfaction and their quality, service, and affordability. And that's why they stand behind their windows with a lifetime warranty.
Window Nation was also recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. So you can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to. Hurry. Sale ends August 31st. So schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Just tell them Mully and Haw sent you.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You've got a Pepto predicament, Beach Bum.
Hey, we're heading down to the beach. You coming?
Yeah, Dad. You coming?
I had a little too much to eat at the resort buffet. I need a minute.
Oh, you overdid it. And now your beach vacation is giving you belly waves. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
Pepto Chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief so you can get back to making memories.
Let's go, Dad!
When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. The Circa Sports app is now available in Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circasports.com. Circasports.com. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Mully and Haw here.
We all know the Odyssey app is a great way to enjoy the score on your way to work.
But here's a pro tip. There's so much more to enjoy from the score before and after your commute.
Turn the score on your mobile device or smart speaker as soon as you wake up to get caught up with all of Chicago's teams.
And keep us on once you get to work so you don't miss a thing.
Listen to the score all day on whatever device you use. You'll thank us later.
Because we're always live on the free Odyssey app before and after your commute.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
This
Plummer and Science with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Paris Olympics had something for everyone. My personal favorite moments were Noah Lyles winning the men's 100-meter dash in one of the best and closest races I've ever witnessed, and Team USA winning the women's soccer gold medal. Way to go, ladies. I'm Boomer Esiason.
You're listening to Mully and Haw, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
I love that song. Phoenix. 1901 is the name of the song, and Phoenix was featured last night in the closing ceremonies for the Olympics. They were one of the bands. I loved it. It was kind of heaven for a music fan, just bouncing from stage to stage from France, and then they would go to L.A. Her sang the national anthem. You had the Red Hot Chili Peppers doing it because they're going to L.A. Snoop was up there. Dropping it like it's hot. I mean, it was fantastic. And then low-key, the song Night Call by, I think it's Kavinsky, was a song we used to always play on the overnight show. Shout out to Sean Sears. So I loved that. I mean, it was awesome. Like the passing of the torch to L.A., and I just got to see a concert last night.
Mark, it's funny that you bring up music.
Yeah.
Because after the Americans got that women's gold to give them 40 gold medals, tied with China for the most, and then blew away the competition with 126 total medals to China's 91. That's plus 35 if you're counting at home. There was only one song that I wanted to hear over and over and over.
I'm proud of being American, cause at least I know I'm free. Yeah. Got a triple-double from LeBron, 36 from Steph Curry, and I proudly stand up next to you as we beat every other country.
Who is that? Who is
some
this?
Guy on TikTok?
Oh, okay. And he's,
like, that encompasses how I felt about this past weekend and the Olympics at large, because our men's basketball team is really what just like reminds everyone that, yeah, we are the best at something, and it will never change. Like, Noah Lyles won the 100 meters. I didn't realize how long it had been since an American man won the 100 meters, right?
Well, because Usain Bolt went and ruined everything for all those
and then
years.
Like Sha'Carri Richardson didn't win the gold in the 100 meters.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to basketball, ever since the Redeem Team,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it, 6 straight for the men? Anyway, I know the women have won every single one.
8 straight for the women. Since 04 then, I think, right? Yeah, that's men straight through. So 4, 8, 12, 20, 24. Five.
Okay.
So yeah. It's
good.
But look, bottom line is this. Them boys showed out. And Steph Curry reminded everyone, like you could say he's not top this, he's not top that. But the amount of excitement he can bring in a series of possessions, like back to back to back. That last three he hit over two guys?
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
well,
man.
Well, he scored three.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night!
Curry, unconscious in the fourth. With a rebound. Up ahead for Booker. Exclamation point.
He's a bad boy. Night.
threes for Curry. He has sent the French crowd into a frenzy they will never forget.
Him doing his celebration, you know, where he puts him to sleep. And then after he's got the gold medal, did you see his sweatshirt?
I did not.
Nuit, nuit, which is literally night, night in French.
Wow.
He had the sweatshirt on.
Nice.
Like, come on, man.
That is so
come on, man.
There's nothing better, too, than when an announcer to announce a call just goes, oh!
Like, they can't even. Because at that point, they're just like the rest of us.
Right, exactly.
I can't remember. I was out watching the game, and I was just like, this dude is unreal.
You can't sit still when you see a play like that. It's it's true. 75. How about Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise last night out there.
Oh, he was doing like stunts, right?
His own stunts and stuff. Like, what is this? This man is what, 60 something out here doing stunts and representing Hollywood
in way better shape than me.
I mean, I got to give the guy credit. I mean, he like they had a close up of him, and then he jumped down into the stadium and the hang glider or something.
Doing things I don't do.
Doing things I do not
you know,
do
like,
either.
Sometimes you have people who are famous doing things that are highly relatable.
Yeah.
And then there's what Tom Cruise did.
Right. Then and all that Tom Cruise has. None of it is relatable. One thing, too, that we wanted to get to here. We're just getting through all the things that we didn't get to yet here. We talked about the Saturday Cubs-Sox game, a Cubs 3-1 win. And A.J. Pierzynski was doing the game, and I'm smiling about that because there has been much talk about A.J. Pierzynski before Pedro Grifol was fired about potentially becoming the Sox. I mean, it's been going on since the day A.J. retired. Maybe A.J. will be a manager with the Sox someday. So here's how A.J. handled that as the broadcaster on a national telecast. A.J.? We got A.J.?
With the White Sox, convinced Grady to join as a major league coach this year. And with the dismissal of Pedro Grifol on Thursday, White Sox named Grady Sizemore the interim manager. Big swing and a miss for Robert, who has struck out and flew to center. Now, GM Chris Getz has said that the next manager is going to come from outside the White Sox organization. Very clear about that right after the move was made.
And he also said it'll be somebody in uniform. So that means somebody in another organization that's a coach. Lots of speculation on who that would be.
Everybody looking around for guys with ties to the White Sox, ties to people involved with the White Sox. You're not in a uniform. I know there's been speculation.
I am not in a uniform. You are correct. Yes, my name has been...
It has been.
...mentioned, but... Chris Getz and I had a nice chat today, former teammate of mine.
I'll do my journalistic duty and say about the managerial opening?
Yeah, it was an interview on the field.
Okay, good.
He made sure it was very public so that everybody saw it.
That's cagey.
It was
very,
a very
cagey.
Cagey
thing.
He even made sure that some of the reporters saw us and made sure they got pictures.
Yep. And then said, hey, Paul Sullivan, go find A.J. Pierzynski in the press box and ask him about this.
Exactly. Exactly what Chris was doing.
Sneaky.
We tried to make sure nobody saw us on the field.
I love it. I love AJ. Like, he wanted, was it Kevin Kugler?
Yeah, it was Kevin Kugler. Set him up.
Set him up.
All the way up.
Oh,
put it
yeah.
on a tee.
Oh, absolutely. Like, he's just saying all that with a smile, admitting he was on. Like, we heard Bruce talking about it, too. He and the GM, Chris Getz, almost forgot his name, on the field having a conversation before the game. So, hey, one thing A.J. Pierzynski knows is drama. Maybe that's why his name came up before Pedro Grifol was even fired, and that's why he was talking about the game right there. Here's the thing, man, and we're going to hear from Ozzy here in a second. Why would any of these guys want this job? They know what it is. They know what it is. There's not a single manager in Major League Baseball who could come in and not a single one. That could come in and turn this White Sox team around in the next 2 years. Not a single one.
So there was this movie that Kevin Costner was in, I believe. It was called For the Love of the Game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people, as we see, coaching, playing, whatever, they get away from the game. They want back in.
Yeah.
They want back in.
Right? No, I get it. Hey, the baseball lifestyle is fantastic. The travel, the treatment, the
and you get
the
used
coach
to
flights.
It.
Yeah.
You get used to it.
Yeah. No, I understand that. Like, for baseball, like, look, go around Major League Baseball, look at first and third base coaches and any assistant on the team. They, of course, they love baseball and they maybe even love teaching, but for the most part,
it's what they know.
It's what they know. And the lifestyle is fantastic. If you are not if you are, if you don't have many dependents in your life, especially like the baseball lifestyle. I did it for 3 years. That's why I could talk from experience. I did pre and post, and it was the way they take care of you it, in hotels and the chartered flights and all of that. And I wasn't even getting paid. Those guys are getting an envelope of cash every single day when they get on those play. So, yeah, I mean, that, make no mistake about it. There's a love of baseball, but there's also a lifestyle.
And also, if you've won a World Series, you might want to get back to that and say, I can be the guy that brings that back, because that's how people know me, as the guy who won the World Series, speaking of a former manager for the White Sox who now talks about them on a very frequent basis.
And he's going to talk about them right now. Let's listen to what Ozzie Guillen had to say about this whole job opening thing.
Getz said they're focused on candidates outside the White Sox who are currently in uniform. The big elephant in the room is, what about Ozzie? So what
do you
think?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I never expect or think about being the manager of the White Sox. So many reasons. And I'm a big part of that. But in the end of the day, they're going to pick the right guy. I say early in the show, this is going to be Chris Getz era. This move, and I said that maybe when he got the job, I said Chris Getz, he have a tie or have something in the hand, can be the hero or the zero in this town. I say it's going to be God or the devil. That's exactly what I say, and he's still doing it. Yeah. I think step by step, they have to be patient. No matter who they pick, they have to be patient. I hope whoever they pick, it fit better with a lot of people, especially not with the players. You know what I mean? I be honest with you, I'm tired to see so many nice guys managing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guys. Beautiful people. Love them. You want to kiss them. But at the end of the day, look at what happened. Yes. You're nice. You get fired. Those guys still playing.
Nice guys finish last. Isn't that what they
say? That's what big and put in the board say all the time.
Yeah.
Hawk. I said, not be Ozzie, you know, because it was a different era. But in the end of the day, I understand baseball change. They got his own philosophy about baseball, and I respect that. Is I going to be the guy? I never try or sell myself like a lot of people think. Mm-hmm. Every time I say something about Pedro, oh, you want to be the manager? No, I don't. If they call me, fine. They don't. I have a great job. I hang around with you. I have to deal with you. I know how to deal with 25, 40, 100 people and 50,000 people calling my mother's name every day.
That's just the thing. Like with this job specifically, man, Ozzie should not want this job. AJ Pierzynski should not want this job. In fact, I'm glad they're going outside of the organization so we don't see another ex-Sox have to endure this. We don't need to bring Robin Ventura back or anything like
it's
that.
It's such a loaded position, right? Like there's so much that comes with this job, this responsibility at this time in the franchise. I'm very curious and interested for obvious reasons and some just like natural curiosity reasons, what's going to happen. Whether it's going to be trending in the right direction, whether it's going to be a continued bit of a train wreck that this season has been. I'll give Chris Getz the benefit of a doubt and see what happens next.
Yeah, somebody suggested that. They said, the texter said, screw it. Just bring in Ozzie as the manager. AJ Pierzynski is the bench coach. And Frank Thomas is the... This is like what Bears fans used to say. Make Mike Singletary should be your head coach. You could have Tom Thayer be your offensive coordinator. And what the hell? Bring back Richard Dent to be the defensive coordinator. It's hilarious when we do this kind of stuff.
I just want the pain to be over.
Right, I understand.
It's been painful.
You live with the pain.
People are like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I was watching the White Sox game. Why?
Ooh, wow.
They ask me why. I'm like, because I like baseball?
It hurts.
Like, what do you want
from me? Watching
for
the futility almost. Now it's the car accident, right? You're watching to see if you were kind of following it on your secondary device, like you had the Cubs game on your main device, right, and kind of following, and if the Sox were on the verge of winning, you might switch over to see if they could hang on to it, right? Or if they blow the save. Because now it's a countdown. It's almost comical. The countdown is on to this 120 mark.
So when it was 1-1 on Saturday, I was like very much like, okay, they got a shot here. But I was also watching that game closely where Bobby Witt Jr. hit the grand slam. And I was just like, this is what it is, huh? This is what it is.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch for a couple of days after that game because I was just like, I can only take, like mentally, you can only take so much for so long without needing a break.
You know what's really sad? This is awful. But and I bet I'm not the only one. And when the Sox won after they lost 21 in a row, I was like, damn.
What?
Damn. Because I wanted them to break the American League record. I wanted them to break the all-time record.
It does get to a point where you're like, if you're going to be this futile, exactly. like mark it with something, own it.
Exactly.
Stamp it.
They were a story again. We weren't talking about the Sox for like weeks at a time. Oh, they've lost 10 in a row. Okay, there's something. Oh, they lost 50.
They so Soxed it up. That should have, Friday night, that would have been the all-time record against the Cubs. Imagine how fun that would have been
for you.
Well, for both sides of town, though. But I mean, it would have added some juice to this rivalry. Could the Sox stop it with Garrett Crochet on the mound against the Cubs? And could the Cubs be the ones that really finally stuck it to them? That would have been awesome.
Did you imagine the fights then?
And then it went 7-6. And then it went 7-6 with a 7-0 lead and Hector Neris on the mound at the very end. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Hector Neris on the mound.
You couldn't write it.
Hector Neris on the mound at the end of a game is always going to be like, you know, brace yourself.
It's like he should just put, like, get it over with. Hector Neris should just put the two men on base, or just automatically just walk the first two guys, put the two guys, get it over with, because there's always two men on base. There were two men on base in the Friday game. It's in a, and he saved it, and it's a one-run save, and that is clutch stuff. But yeah,
always go that way. I just want to point that out.
I could do without Hector Neris's drama. I really can. It's not cute to me. I'm sorry. We got to take our final break here in just a second, but I am excited to announce a couple of things. Number one, we've got Bernstein and Holmes coming in for transition. It's going to be great to talk to them, see what they think about the Bears. And I get to give something away right now. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line. That is 312-540-0670, and you will win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan with special guests Bailey Zimmerman, Tracy Lawrence, and Chase Beckham August 25th at Wrigley Field. If you don't win, you can get tickets at Cubs.com/Luke Bryan. On the Score.
To get the guy off the track, where he tried to go out and follow his buddy onto the field and run around, and instead he just hurt himself.
How very appropriate.
That's like the worst day ever for somebody. You run down on the field, you get handcuffed, and you need medical attention.
We're going to have to take you to the hospital first.
It's unbelievable. I'm sorry, I did it in the wrong order. I wrote it down Brandon Fryer first, but now we want to thank our executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes.
The center quarterback exchange talked about a lot after the game. Is that something you...